Aren't you interested in learning breakthrough wealth building strategies, such as how to flip a home in less than 2 weeks using other people's money with no real estate license, or how to build a low-cost home-based business? You can discover how to take passive income from any source and invest it into real estate, stocks, or business to become financially independent investing in any market with Residual Roads Business Institute. Collaborate with Andre and other Residual Roads advisors to create a free action plan and start implementing strategies today. Go to www.residualroads.com or email info@residualroads.com. Welcome to the Investing Uncensored podcast. You've been searching for different ways to become financially independent or generate passive income to live out your life's purpose as you've seen others do it, but need insight on how. Well, get excited because here you'll discover the tips and resources to fulfill that need. Andre Stewart has spent more than a decade successfully making it happen for himself and others. This is the Investing Uncensored podcast. And now here's your host, Andre Stewart.
Welcome to another episode of Investing Uncensored. I'm your host, Andre Stewart. And today I want to talk to you guys about what's going on globally in the stock market, real estate, kind of my predictions on where I think things are going, and talk about some of my previous podcasts. If you listen to my podcast and hopefully you went back to the last 2 years, I predicted a lot of what's happening right now. If you see what's going on with the energy crisis, I mentioned the energy crisis. What's even more current is if you go to the particular podcast that I did called Strategy to Making Money in a Recession or Not a Recession and How to Play the S&P 500, I told you guys in that episode or podcast episode that the S&P 500 would go to 3,500. At that point in time, I think it was at 41 or 4,200. And I said, there's no fundamental reason with the economy why the S&P was at 4,100. And I said, if you look back, I think at that time, a month from that point, it was at 30. I said it was at 3,800. And now if you fast forward to today, today is September 23rd. Happy birthday, Mom. You will see that it's at 3,600. So I was right with that. So I'm right with the energy crisis. I was right with the war in Ukraine. I was right with the stock market. I've been right about a lot of different things. And I gave you guys different strategies on what you could do considering what's going on. Man, I know people could have thought I was talking out of my ass, but I'm looking at history and historical analysis tells me that everything we're going through right now should be happening at this point in time. And if you guys have always heard me say market cycles every 7 to 10 years, but this time around it's a little different. And I think most people that started trading in the stock market started trading in an anomaly because of what happened. We all know what happened in 2020. And so that won't ever, it could happen again, but not in our lifetime to where we will see something like that happen. So the stock market took a huge dive and it crashed. And so it didn't matter what you put into the stock market at that point in time, it was going to go up because the Federal Reserve printed a bunch of money and caused it to go up. In 2019, in October, November, I did a YouTube video where I talk about us heading into a recession. And so we were already headed toward a recession, regardless of what happened. And the only thing that the Federal Reserve did was basically slow it down. And they actually even made it worse because 10 years ago, 2008 was the last time we had a collapse or a correction or whatever you want to call it. In 2019, we were way past the window of time for us to have a recession. And if you look back at the data, right around August of 2019, you could see that the yield curve was inverting and we were already literally probably 2 months away from a recession happening. But they slowed the move and they made it worse by dumping a bunch of money into the economy. So not only were we already at a peak to where we were heading into a real bad recession, they added on top of that. So if you take a look at the S&P 500, at that point in time, it was at 3,200. It went from 3,200 to 4,200, or it almost got to 4,500, which are already historically high when it was at 3,800. When it was at 3,200. So basically, we just added shit on top of shit, and we just made it worse. And so now you've heard me say this I think it was 2021 in the beginning when I said that we're going to head into a depression. The reason why I think we're going to head into a depression is because so many people had their money assets. And I think a lot of people think that the Federal Reserve is going to bail us out again, but they can't. It's almost impossible because our debt levels are too high and inflation's already high. So only two things can happen is that either they raise rates like they're doing right now to try to get us out, which is going to push us into a recession and more likely a depression, or they're going to print more money and cause hyperinflation, which is also going to put us into a depression. So either way it go, the only way out is a depression or a really, really bad recession. But historically, if you look at the data suggests that we're going to head into a depression based on the parallels between what's happening right now is parallels to what happened in the 1920s to 1930s. It's literally the same exact thing from the stock market to the war to everything. It's the same exact thing. So if you want to make a comparison to any economic time in history that you can compare this to, it will be that time. So if you want to kind of predict or know what's going to happen to yourself or the economy in this particular time, go back and do your research on what happened between 1922 to 1935 or 36, and that'll give you an idea of where we're going. It's not rocket science, like I said, but if you know history, then you know you can kind of prove where we're going. And so I think the reason why it's going to be so bad is because people are waiting to the last minute to pull the trigger on things that are like in distress or on, you know, assets they need to move out of because they think that the Federal Reserve is going to come in and print more money like they did during the crash of 2020, but they're not going to do it. So people are just going to leave their money into the stock market, or they're going to stay in the asset longer than they should. You know, oh, well, the Fed's going to bail us out, or they're going to give us money to pay our mortgage, or we're going to have another forbearance, or we're going to have this and this and that. And that's not going to happen. So instead of people pulling the trigger sooner than they should, they're going to wait to the last minute. And it's going to be bad. You know what I mean? Like, I was watching this one guy on Stansberry Research today, and he was talking about the same thing that I'm saying, or the same thing that I've been saying over the years. This guy has to be like 65 or 70 or maybe even older. So he has a lot of history to pull from. And one thing he said, thank God I'm not an economist, because so far, everything that economists have been saying has been wrong. They're only going off of what they learned from textbooks. And he said, thank God I'm not an economist, which the same thing. Like, I'm not an economist either. I'm just a person trying to be a savvy investor. But obviously, I went to school and I learned about economics from a good school. And post going to that school, I just kept digging and digging and finding out more because I'm trying to be a good investor. And so one of the things that you do as a good or trying to be a good investor, you look at the overall picture of global economics and you look at the history, because what is it? Again, you always hear me say this. I can't think of the guy's name, but he said history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes. That's exactly where we're at. And so that's why I keep telling you guys, you've heard me say this in previous podcasts. If you want to know where we're going, look at where we came from, and it's kind of where we're at. So I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He's, you know, I just got back from Colombia. And if you can't tell my voice, I'm either with allergies or I'm just extremely tired or exhausted. So my voice is a little bit raspy. But I was telling him, he's like, what should I invest my money? Because, you know, it doesn't look too well with the U.S., and I got a lot of money, and obviously inflation's eating it up. And I was telling him, man, I think it's best to invest internationally. You guys heard me say this on previous podcasts where you should be investing. I can't think of the name of it. Just go back. I challenge you to go back and listen to all my podcasts. Maybe not the first three or four where I'm talking about wholesaling and the introductory, but I think you should listen to the ones past that and then match it up with the previous events that's happened or the current events that have happened over the last 2 years and see if I'm right. But I was telling him, it doesn't really make sense to invest into the stock market right now because it's going to go back. Like I said, the stock market was going up. The S&P was going to 3,800. It's at 36. I said it was going to go almost to 35. It's going to hit 35. And I was telling my cousin the other day, because she's a trader, I said it's going to go to 32. And once it hits 32, I think it's going to go a little bit further, because when it was at 3,200, that was in 2020 before anything happened. It's going to have to go beyond that because that's where we were already heading into a recession at that point. So it's probably going to go to like 2,700 or somewhere down there. And maybe not. Maybe they'll step in before it gets that low. But if they don't, which I don't think they will, is because they're trying to keep the economy propped up. So they're going to reverse course. And I've said this before. I was talking to the guy at USA Today about this. And I said, they're going to have to reverse course in the beginning of next year to make sure we don't go into a depression. And if they do that, if they do go back to printing money, they're just moving. They're slowing the move again. They're going to keep kicking this can down the road until it's going to be just really, really bad. But if we go into hyperinflation because they printed money again, which they shouldn't, if they do, we're still going to have this problem. But like I was telling him, you need to go abroad because right now the dollar is very strong. So the dollar against other currencies is doing really well. So it would make sense for you to buy property in other countries right now because you can get them at a fraction of the cost of what it's going to cost you in about a year and a half when this dollar starts to turn around. So I was telling him, for instance, Medellin, Colombia, I talk about it a lot because recently, as of 4 days ago when I was there, it became the number one tourist destination in the world. And so they're constantly building. And that right now, inflation didn't run as hot in Colombia as it did in the U.S. and other Western countries because they don't have the abilities to support that. They don't have the money. They can't go out and just borrow money like other countries can, Western countries can, because they're a third world country. So they don't have the ability to get overextended in debt because that's not how their, I would say, their business model works. You can't get loans really in Colombia. You can get like a 50% loan. So that means you got to put 50% down. But most people pay cash for everything because they don't really have a credit system. So they can't get into debt like that. So like I was telling him, the properties in Medellin are increasing 10 to 15% year over year. So you're going to get a 10%, 15% return on your investment automatically if you buy real estate. So if you got $70,000 or $80,000 or $100,000 sitting in the bank, go and buy a property in Colombia because it's going to give you a 10 to 15% yield year over year. That makes sense. And then you always have an asset in another country that's performing well. So if you need to sell it, you can always sell it. So basically, instead of you going with the inflation, hypothetically, if it's 8% and your bank account is giving you, let's say, hypothetically 1% interest, you're still at a net negative 7% return. So you're still losing money because of inflation. So you leaving your money in the bank in the U.S. is not doing you any good. So you're better off putting it in an asset in another country. And I pick Colombia because I know it well. And if they're doing a 10 to 15% annual return, then you're going to do well. So if you put your money there and you're getting that return on the property increasing in value, and you also have it on Airbnb, you're getting cash flow and you're getting the, obviously you're not going to have a loan. So there's nothing getting paid down. And you're getting the appreciation of 10 to 15% year over year. And I was talking to a guy from Colombia when I was there. He said the same thing that I said. You've heard me say in the next 5 to 10 years, Colombia is going to be like Barcelona. He said the same exact thing. I've been going there since 2018, so I see the trend. But he was like, man, in the next 5 to 7 years, these properties are going to quadruple or be 50% more or even 100% more than they are right now. I said the same exact thing because you can see the trend. So instead of us sitting around trying to wait to get bailed out, or most people think, okay, I'm going to keep investing, you need to get out of the country right now because this thing is going to happen. We need to get out of the mindset that they're going to bail us out. They're not going to bail us out. They can't bail us out. So don't sit around and wait for them to bail us out. Get going. And you heard me say that previously. I'm going to say it again. But if you look at the crypto market, you heard me say the same thing before. It's not going to be a currency. It's not. I said it's going to be an asset class, just like the stock market is, and just like any other asset class that people can trade on. There's almost close to 2,000 cryptocurrencies right now, and they're going to get wiped out, right? But now, if you look at what they said, the Biden administration said the other day, they're going to regulate currencies. They're going to regulate cryptocurrencies. They're doing that for a reason. They're doing that because they're coming out with the digital dollar. And you've heard me say this. In 2020, I talked about them coming out with the digital dollar. It was in one of the bills that they were trying to pass in January of 2021. It talked about a digital dollar. There's no way that the government can give up power. And that's what cryptocurrencies do. Cryptocurrencies remove the power that central banks have. And that's why all of them, China, Europe, the US, they're all trying to come up with their digital dollar. And like Latin America, they use cryptocurrencies, But it's not like they're as hard pressed on trying to stop it from happening. They're welcoming that because that's going to do well for their economy. It's going to give the economy strength. And they're not really worried about power. I mean, the governments are so corrupt over there that they're not really thinking about that kind of stuff. It's a slow move for Latin America before anything like technology will take over the country. But for Western countries in China, it's a little bit different for them. And that's why they're coming out and regulating cryptocurrency. So again, there's another reason to get out. You need to get out of these things because I'm not going to say they're going to go to zero. Out of the 2000, a lot of them are going to zero. But Bitcoin, Ethereum, things like that, they're not going there because there's too many people or too many hedge funds or too many private equity companies or big boys that are invested in cryptocurrency. So it's not going to go anywhere, but it'll be 5 or 10 that are going to be the main ones. And so you base that off of the market cap. And that's how you trade when you do those. So go after the ones with the biggest market cap and just sit on those. But they're all going down. I think Bitcoin is going to go to 12,000. It is. And Ethereum is probably going to go back to $900 or maybe $600. It's all going to happen. And so the governments are going to regulate it to the level of where it does drop it to that point. And those same people that I'm talking about are thinking that they're going to get bailed out. They're going to get wiped out.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I wish I could get into real estate investing? You can change this as quickly or as slowly as you want to now. Imagine yourself networking and making new connections in real estate globally, or buying an investment property in a market or country that fits your needs. People do. They know what I'm talking about. And now you can too with InvestFar. Connect and join the network. Remote investing made safe and easy.
So you should try to get out. Or if you're not getting out right now, then know there's going to be a long-term move for you and that you're going to sit in it for the next 7 to 10 years, because that's how long this is going to take. And if you take into consideration what's happening in Russia and what's happening with NATO, we're going to have a World War III. And you've heard me say this. The reason why I keep saying you've heard me say this, because I literally said all of these different things over the course of the last 2 years, and they're all playing out right now. And I want you guys to go back and listen to what I've said previously in podcasts. I'm not getting paid. Like, I don't make money from my podcast. So just go back and listen to it, because I'm just telling you that because it's informative and I don't want to rehash all of the things that I've said over the course of 2 years. But it's just giving you an idea. I talked about us having a World War III. And in June, Putin said, if Finland gets into NATO, we're going to have a war. Finland applied, along with another country, applied to get in NATO last month. And if they get in, just know that, be prepared that he's going to do something. I don't know if Putin's just old and senile or whatever his case is, and he's just trying to cause some stuff to happen. But I was telling somebody this, if Russia came to Texas and tried to take over Texas, and they went to Arizona and tried to take over Arizona, and if they went to California and took over California, are we going to be good with that? We're not going to be good with that. So I can kind of understand why he is feeling a certain type of way with Finland and other border countries getting into NATO, because that's basically killing a neutral zone. There's no neutral zone. And just like we have two oceans separating us from some drama, they don't have that. So the only thing they had is, you know, those countries in the middle. And if they get into NATO, then that's going to be an issue for them just on some national security type stuff, just like Russia getting Texas, Arizona, California. Like, we would have an issue with that, because then our national security would be at risk at that point. So we're going to have a war, man. We're having little small wars break out now, and let the energy crisis that's already in motion happen and play out in December. I think people are taking out human nature with everything that's going on, and they're not thinking. If you just go based off of human nature, when you started messing with someone's survival, things get ugly. When you mess with someone's money, when you mess with someone's kids, when you mess with any of someone's property or possessions, they tend to get violent, or things start to happen. If you have Russia cut off the pipeline to Europe for their energy, what do you think is going to happen? Right? You're messing with people's livelihood. So it's not rocket science that something bad or catastrophic can take place over the next 8 to 10 months when you start touching on people's human nature. Like when you start, you know, dealing with people's survival instincts, then all kind of stuff happens, man. And I think people are so distracted, especially in the U.S. There's a lot of distractions here, and it goes back to what's happening with the general regular media or the mainstream media. And some of these corporations, man, I always talk about social media being a disruptor. It's a disruptor for sure, but I think it is disrupting people's regular way of thinking and thinking about stuff rationally, right? I think we're just too distracted with that type of stuff or with what's going on, that this recession is going to be worse than it should be. Recessions are usually good for the economy because it allows it to reset and start over. And it does bring asset prices down, and it makes things more affordable for people to buy, right? And get paid and get rich and whatever that people like doing. But at this time around, it's just going to be different because we're going to get blindsided. And that's why I think we're going to slip into a depression, because mixed with mainstream media, coupled with people think we're going to get bailed out again, plus with distractions of social media and everything else that people have going on, people are working two or three jobs just to support themselves because of inflation. I think we're going to just get hit out of nowhere, and I don't think people are going to be ready for it. It's going to be sad, man. And I try to provide as much information as possible as I can on my podcast, but it's not like I'm reaching the entire globe and my information is the end all be all. But I'm just saying, if you go back to what I've said, I've been pretty accurate with my calls, and I just want people to be prepared, man. I obviously wasn't around in the 1920s and 30s, but looking at that stuff, there was a lot of homelessness and it was just ugly. So I don't want to go through something like that again. But if what I'm doing is seeming to be working and what is playing out, I kind of want to stick with what's working. Like, you follow the trend. I'm just following the trend. And the trend, and I keep saying, is getting worse and worse and worse. And we're just in the beginning phases. So I can only imagine what's going to happen in the middle of next year or the year from that. In an interview I did yesterday with a lady on the Epoch Times, she was asking me about the market cycling in the housing market. And I was telling her, if you look at the 2008 collapse, the economy went to a recession in 2007. And then the 08 housing market happened. And then we had a housing crash that followed from 08 to 2012. So you can see that it played out over the course of like a 4 to 5 year time horizon. It wasn't like it happened overnight. And people are just sitting around thinking that the whole economy is going to implode overnight, like what happened in 2020. If I wish I can get people to get that out of their mind, that this thing is just going to happen overnight. You're going to wake up and it's going to be at the bottom. It's not going to be like that. This thing is going to be a slow and persistent, gradual thing. And you're going to wake up like you did when 08. And we woke up in 2012 and the economy was in shambles. It was at the very bottom. Home prices went from 200,000 to 50,000. Unemployment was at like 9 or 10 or maybe 12%. All of this stuff happened over the course of 4 or 5 years. So we're going to look up and the economy is going to be so bad. And we're not going to notice it because we're too distracted on what's happening on social media. Whatever they're telling us on the mainstream media is not correct. So I don't know. If people aren't paying attention, they're just going to wake up and not have a job, or they're just going to be paying more and more, or they're going to be losing their houses, or cars going to be repoed. All of these things are going to start happening to folks, and they're just going to think it's part of the regular life cycle. Now, man, that's going to be happening all across the world. No one's going to be on the news just talking about it because it's not something that's, oh my God, it's epic. It happened overnight. Yeah, that was an epic thing that happened, and it's almost going to happen at one time. Watch out. Watch how this plays out. If you're sitting around and you're noticing all your friends talking about needing a job, or you're seeing all these for sale signs pop up on your street, or you're seeing all these foreclosures, or you're seeing all these houses that are empty or vacant, and they got, you know, one of those signs in your REO property, you're going to see that stuff starting to pop up. In your mind, you're going to be like, okay, this is just regular. No, it's not regular. If it's happening in your neighborhood, it's happening all across the U.S. and it's happening all across the globe. So that's what I think the misconception is, or the disconnect is that people are think we're going to have this overnight crash and it's going to be boom, we're at the bottom. Nah, man, it's already started. It's already here. Foreclosures are already up. People are already laid off. Repos are already happening. People can't get money from banks. It's already here. So I don't know. I mean, the jobs claims are for unemployment are up. I don't know what people are expecting to see. They want the mainstream media to come out and tell them what is happening. And that's not going to happen. So it's like, we're already here. It's already started. So now pay attention to the signs of what I just mentioned with, you know, people coming up. Or if you got people that have two or three jobs. Yeah, it's bad. When unemployment ticks up, there's already 60 or 70. It's probably close to 90,000 homeless people in just Los Angeles. Not to mention Seattle, which I don't know the number in Seattle. Those are just two cities right there that I'm giving you that have a super high homeless population that's increased over the last 2 years. In Colombia, same thing. Medellin downtown had a bunch of homeless folks. So it's here. So don't get out of the mindset of thinking this is going to happen overnight. It's not happening overnight. Pay attention to your neighborhood. And if you see everything that I just mentioned, then just know that that's going across the entire world. I'm trying to get you guys, you know, prepared for that. And that's why I keep saying stack your cash, save as much money as possible. And so when you do start to see in 4 and 5 houses available in your neighborhood, you can buy it. I wouldn't touch the stock market right now. I would give that some time. But I honestly would get into real estate. I would honestly get into gold because at some point they're going to have to reverse course. And once they do, gold is being manipulated right now. It's going to come up. But there's no other. And I love real estate. I'm going to keep pushing it because that has created the number one, or that has created the most wealth over the historically. That's just what it is. And so when these prices go rock bottom again like they are, you just get in it and you ride it back up to the top. And the same thing with stocks. Don't buy them right now because we still got a long way to go before it gets to the bottom. So when it gets, I would say the end of next year sometime, I would start buying stocks at that point in the middle of next year or dollar cost average right now. Well, not even, don't do that. Don't dollar cost average right now because it still has a long way to go down. But like I said, maybe when it gets to like 3,300 or 3,200 on S&P 500, maybe start getting in then. Because that's probably when the Federal Reserve might be like, look, we need to start printing money at that point in time. But anyway, guys, I just want to come on here and brain dump, man, because of what I see happening in the economy from what I've seen in the stock market. I just want you guys to go back and visit some of my previous podcasts and take some of that information, match it up with right now and match up some of my recent podcasts where I talk about what you should be doing. I think 2 or 3 podcasts back, I mentioned what you guys should be investing in right now. This should be your next investment and plan. Listen to that one. Strategy make money in a recession, not a recession. Listen to that one. And then I think recession proof your relationship and finances is another one that I think you should look into because it's going to keep going. And then I have one more that I think you should. Best way to prepare for deflation post an inflationary recession. I think you should look at that one too because we're obviously headed into deflation. It should probably be here by December, January, or February. The only thing that I think that might change this is the holidays. People are going to spend money. The U.S. is a consumer nation and people got to go in debt. People notoriously for years have gone into debt over the holidays because that's just what they do, man. They got to get this for their kids. They got to get this for this person. They don't know how to sacrifice and not do something or not give or not do this. So I think we're going to have another peak in inflation. Or we're going to have another uptick in inflation because it's been coming down over the past couple months. And that was because of people got done traveling, schools back in. But the holidays are coming up. So people are going to probably start buying gifts during Black Friday or during Thanksgiving. People might start traveling and then we're going to have Christmas. So if inflation went down last month, which it didn't, it came out like I think 1 point or not 1 point, like, you know, 0.1 higher than it should have, but I think it's going to go up. So right around November, December, I think we'll probably have a peak in inflation again between those 2 months. And then it'll probably start to die down around January, February, March again. And that's when the deflation will kick in. It's kind of taking place right now with housing prices. They're starting to correct. But the whole deflation that I'm talking about with jobs, with homes, with real estate, crypto, it's already happening right now. But we might have some rallies here and there, but we're not seeing deflation in the unemployment market just yet as much as we're going to see it. So I think we're going to have some seasonal hiring for the holidays, like I said, for Christmas and Thanksgiving. But after that, the next seasonal time will be the summer of next year. And so in between that time frame is when we're going to see deflation really kick in. But anyway, guys, it is happening. It's here and it's going to get worse. So stack your money, get out of the country while the dollar is stronger and try to limit your distractions as much as possible, but learn as much you can about real estate. Learn as much as you can about the global economics system. And I think it'll make you a better trader, better investor, and just smarter overall. And that's kind of what you want. I mean, the whole purpose of investing is because you want your money to go further and you're trying to get yield on the money that you have, right? So learning about the global economic system will do that for you. But guys, I just want to hop on here real quick and give you a quick rundown of what I think is going on and brain dump based on what I'm seeing. And then since I just came back from Colombia, there's a lot of opportunities, man, that I see with that place. And I keep preaching about it, man. And if you ever want to get invested in that market, email us. Email us at info@investfar.com. info@ESTFAR.com. And we'll give you information. I mean, you could also download the app because we have a lot of properties on there. But if you want to talk to someone directly, email us at that website. And I told one of my friends today about the Global Economic Forum opening an office in Medellin. That's a huge thing, man. That's a big step. And I think I mentioned that before, but it's going in the right direction. So guys, come on, man, take advantage of what's going on in other countries and the dollar being strong and save yourself from being in a real bad situation in the next couple months. All right, guys, take care.
Aren't you ready to start a business or grow your real estate investing portfolio? If you answered yes, allow Andre and the expert advisors at the Residual Roads Business Institute to fast track and put you on a path to full-time investing. The greatest transfer of wealth in our lifetime is occurring over the next few years, and you can take advantage if you know what to look for. In order to be successful at real estate investing, you need to learn how to leverage your current resources to generate quick money, big money, and retirement money. Let Residual Roads advisors craft a plan to get you through these phases using little or no money in 6 months or less. Don't wait for a job. Create one for yourself and others. Go to residualroads.com for mentorship, and for our free course, go to residualroads.thinkific.com.